Al Gore, the former and perhaps future presidential candidate, has given his second major speech in as many weeks. Last week, Gore talked about Iraq, and today it was the economy. Gore called on President Bush to focus on the nation's worsening economic problems with the same intensity that he's brought to foreign affairs. NPR's Mara Liasson reports on Gore's increasing visibility.
Al Gore kept his head down for more than a year after winning the popular vote but losing the election to George W. Bush. And he was criticized by many Democrats for waiting too long to take on the president. But lately, he's been giving a series of high-profile speeches. Last week in San Francisco, he questioned whether going to war against Iraq would compromise the nation's war on terrorism. And today in Washington, he took aim at President Bush's economic leadership.
How can it be essential that we go to war prior to the election, but absolutely fine to wait until after the election before we take any action to deal with the economy?
Gore is calling on President Bush to sit down with congressional leaders before Election Day and undertake a complete reassessment of his economic policy. Pointing to growing unemployment, a disappearing budget surplus, and a declining stock market, Gore said what we're doing now isn't working.
Like a lost driver who won't stop to ask for directions, the president clutches his old plan and continues racing in the wrong direction, farther and farther into the economic wilderness, with the fate of nearly 300 million Americans in tow.
Gore's speech was an attempt to force the spotlight back to economic issues, something Democrats desperately want to do this election season. Tom Downey, a former member of Congress and a close confidant of Gore's, says just as the former vice president's speech last week on Iraq paved the way for other Democrats to criticize the president's war plans, today's address could have the same effect.
What I think he's doing is basically being a leader of the party and leading on the ideas. That was clearly what the Iraq speech was about, and now on the economy. And Democrats have started to rally to him. They did on Iraq, and my guess is today in the next couple of days, he will be setting an agenda for the party to start talking about these issues, which they've been dying to do, but they haven't gotten the traction from the press themselves.
Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle and House Minority Leader Dick Gephardt have both made speeches from Congress about the economy, but when the man who got the most votes in the last election speaks out, he tends to get bigger headlines. Other Democrats, like strategist Mark Mellman, say Gore is not the Democrats' choir master. He's just a member of the chorus.
He is certainly an important leader of the Democratic Party, but he's only one leader of the Democratic Party. And, of course, he's a leader that lacks an official position at the moment. Leader Daschle, Leader Gephardt, Joe Lieberman, John Edwards, John Kerry, all do have positions as members of the Congress, members of the Senate, that give them real authority in part over what happens in this country. So Gore's an important voice, but frankly, he's only one voice.
Mellman's comments make clear that should Gore decide to run again, he'll have to start at the gate with plenty of competitors. Gore's friends say they believe him when he says he is truly undecided about another bid for the White House.
I'm not in the midst of some clever strategy aimed at a decision that's already made. It's not. But I find myself in the same situation that I think most Americans are in. We've got an election that's approaching 5 weeks from now, and a lot of the most important issues don't seem to be being discussed very much. And I think that they need to be.
Gore says he'll make a decision about running at the end of the year. Until then, he will make more speeches and campaign for Democratic candidates, keeping his options open while he tries to help himself and his party. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.